We got Coach Mack. He's brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Healthcare coverage from Farm Bureau Health Plans is like an extra set of pads when you need them the most. They've been protecting Tennesseans since 1947. Coach, how are you on this Monday?
Good morning, J-Mark. Good morning, Ramon. Doing good, guys.
So, basic first, what were your observations from last week when that new receiver for the Tennessee Titans put on a uniform and was out there amongst the men, but a lot of people seem to react as if he was a different species watching him out there?
Well, he's a dude. He's that dude. I mean, it was pretty interesting, guys, for an OTA practice to see all the national media. You know, since that thing broke on Sunday and we went up and did an OTP at the stadium with Mike Keith and Amy Wells, I did over 20 radio hits across the country, in Canada, in Mexico. I mean, people took notice of that signing. And so when you went out, the thing that impressed me about it, just talking about, and again, it was a one OTA practice, yeah. But the thing that impressed me about it was he was there. I mean, look, a guy of that stature, I mean, he easily could have signed and said, you know, I'm going to go back to Atlanta and get my stuff together, and then I will be at mandatory minicamp. But he made it a point that he wanted to be at that final OTA the week before, just because that was impressive. Look, the guy's a generational talent, you know, as a receiver. I mean, we know that if you've paid any attention to the National Football League, you know, in the last 10 years. The thing about it was, too, that was interesting, J-Mart and Ramon can speak to this. I watched him, not just to watch him physically. I've watched this guy for 10 years, is that the way that he interacted with the players when he was not in there. Because, first of all, you could see the receivers that were not in there were gathered around him immediately. I mean, those kind of guys, I've been fortunate enough to be on teams with 8 NFL Hall of Famers. They attract other players because other players, you know, want that something that they have that has made them, you know, be able to sustain that type of performance for that long. And that impressed me because he was fully engaged immediately. But when you watch him physically and you know, I'll watch him again, you know, in this mandatory minicamp. But I'm not going to find out anything I did not know about him. What I did not know about him was the way that he interacted with his teammates. You can tell why he's been the dude for quite a while. It was very interesting, and I really enjoyed it. But, you know, I mean, there was a stacked sideline of media for an OTA practice. That's unusual.
And that's what you signed up for. I mean, and that's what John Robinson knew, and that's certainly what everybody in the Titans front office knew. Now people, there's a brighter spotlight on this team. There's a brighter spotlight on this roster because you get one of those guys. You said he's a dude. Well, he's one of those dudes that's a household name in a sport where the guys wear helmets, where a lot of them you don't know. But Julio Jones, you've known, and you've known for a while. So this is what you're going to get. You're going to have the national folks and even international folks wanting to get closer to this football team because they realize there's something here.
Yeah, you're right, Jay Martin, but it's a byproduct. That's not why you sign him. You sign him because you think he can really help your football team, which he can. Because at the end of the day, in all of this, you've got a double-digit veteran sitting next to you in this league. At the end of the day, every team's got dudes. The thing that separates everybody is winning ball games. And that's why you make additions. You know, if you think someone can help you elevate you to win football games, that's why you bring them in. And I really believe that he can help do that.
You know, just on the side, like you said, his commitment, Coach, I know he had no real say-so as far as where he was going to go. But looking at his interaction with him and John Robinson on the field when they hugged, and you can tell the smile and smirk on John Robinson's face, you know, and the fact that Julio, when he first came in town to do his physical and he went back to Atlanta to come back here to practice, it shows that he wants to be here at a place like Tennessee, man. The things that, you know, he kind of said and asked for as far as he need a quarterback with a deep arm. With a big arm. He needs an offense that can win right now, a team that can win right now. It kind of seemed like this is where he wanted to be. And the guys are receiving him in the same way he wants to. And it seems like he's going to be embedded in this city, this team. This is something that when you have these working together in a business of what football is, you got to expect some good things to come out of it when you get a guy like this and you get a buzz around a team. Like, you'd say, barring anything crazy happening, Coach, this is what the coaching staff wanted, what he wanted, what this fan base wanted. Would you not say that?
Oh, I agree. And Ramon, you can speak to this to our listeners. I mean, the grapevine among players and coaches in the National Football League, it is real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's intense. Everybody knows everybody else. And so he knew exactly what type of environment he wanted, and he knew exactly what type of environment this was. Yeah. You know that, and I know that. I mean, there are no secrets, you know, among players and coaches in the National Football League about how organizations are being run. I mean, it's just, that's just what it is. So he knew exactly the environment that he wanted, and he knew exactly the environment that he was coming into. The thing, again, as I said, that impressed me, he didn't come in here. And as I said, he didn't even have to be here on that Thursday. He didn't come in here saying, I'm Julio Jones, and so this is going to all revolve around me. He came in here just like someone that is coming to a new team and trying to establish himself. And so that's the difference. As I said, I've been around those kind of guys during my career, mm-hmm. that are at that level, and that's the way they approach it. That's why they are who they are. And so this was a good get, but now, you know, the reality of it is you got to grill down and start to formulate a new, a new offense that's going to have the same foundation that it has. But, every team is going to be different in some way or another every year in this day and age of the National Football League because of free agency and because of the salary cap. And so this team is going to have to coalesce and come together. But this was a nice piece. This was a good piece that's going to be very interesting to watch develop during training camp.
I'm going to choose violence, and understand when I ask this question, I already know what your answer is going to be to it. But who is wide receiver one on this football team?
Whoever's getting the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not about who's one, two. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. The issue is who your opponent week to week, J-Mart, thinks is one. Because then that's where they're going to – this puts a whole different – light on how people are going to defend this offense, whether you have two or three receivers on the field, where they're going to lean the safety, where are they going to buzz the underneath help? What are going to be the triggers that Tannehill is going to read, whether to hand the ball off or whether to go through with the, or whether to check to a certain type of route because of what he's seen. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to matter. What matters is it doesn't matter, you know, who you've designate as one. It's who the opponents do, and then how do you take advantage of that
right
when the game is going on.
Coach, Tennessee has become a hot topic for a lot of people, a lot of media outlets, and just nationally, before the Julio situation and now after the Julio situation. Another guy that's being brought up is Zach Ertz. Now, I said it earlier in our 6 o'clock, you don't want to be Santa Claus to every free agent that's out there, meaning not everybody you need to reach for, you need to get, or who's on the market and whatnot. But to that same point, Coach, Jason and I were having a conversation on air about you don't want too many outside guys. And now I know Zach Ertz has a reputation. He can help you win. But when it comes down to bringing in more and more outside guys as a player, I think that kind of is a slap in the face a little bit somewhat some of the time. If like, man, you got to bring in everybody to help us win. How does a coaching staff, a front office feel about, let's say, just bringing in anybody like a Zach Ertz, which the Titans have a solid team? And he could help, but do you want to, you know, step over Firkser to get a Zach Ertz?
Ramon, and again, and I, you know how I defer and how much I respect players.
Yeah.
That have been in this league, and you have been. But players, if they know someone can help them win, they embrace them with arms wide open.
Okay.
And so that's the way it is. This is a business, and that's exactly how you look at it. And what players in a locker room do, if they trust the front office and they trust the organization, that they're not going to bring in people just to bring in different people. Mm-hmm. They're going to bring in people that they really believe can help elevate the football team. Then they're all for it. And so that's, you know, I mean, you can't find anybody in that locker room that's not embracing Julio Jones.
Absolutely.
I haven't vetted Zach Ertz. I didn't have him pay any attention to Zach Ertz. last year. And so I don't know what he, I know what he was at one time. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he is now, but I do know this, that John Robinson, if he deems it necessary to make another move, you won't hear about it nor know about it until it's done. That's the beauty of the way John Robinson does free agency. He is able to sit at the table and hold his cards and let everything play out. And then if it's worth going all in, he will do it. If not, if it's not worth going all in for the present and also for the future, well, then he won't do it. But I think that's the mindset of this football team. And, you were at a very stable organization your whole career. You knew that if Mike Tomlin brought somebody into that football team, he wasn't doing it just to do somebody a favor. He was doing it to make you guys better. That's the mindset of this place here, too.
Coach, are you, just your personal opinion, are you good enough at that position? Are you comfortable if the Titans don't go any further there? Like, not even speaking to anybody specifically, but if you're rolling with what you've got right now, do you feel comfortable about that for the Titans offense?
Yeah, I'm comfortable because I know what this offense is going to be able to do. It's not going to just be about one position. I mean, it really isn't. And when you really start looking at, and again, and we can get into ball talk here if you want to. If you're going to go into 11 personnel or you're going to go into 12 personnel, you asked me earlier who's number one. Well, who the opponents figure out of number one. Now, who are your guys that they don't think are number one, two, three, and four, and of your eligibles? Because, your back is back there that they're going to have to pay attention to. Who are they going to draw? Who's going to cover them? Okay. If you didn't have anybody else, all right, and you had somebody at that tight end position that's going to draw the best coverage guy they have, well, then you better have a dude there. Okay. But that's not the case here. It's not going to be the case here. So it's all relative as to what else you're surrounded with, because the National Football League is not a one-man show. It really isn't. You have a lot of guys that get, that get a lot of spotlight because of the position they play, but it takes a whole group put together to make it happen. And so to me, I'm completely comfortable because I know what else is surrounding the talent on this football team.
Coach, tell me about Rashad Weaver. We've gotten to look at him just a little bit, but now he's inked his deal. We're not even going to need to talk about whatever's going to come down the line. The right. team has to worry about what he's going to be able to do in the building, assuming that problem can be remedied. But what do the Titans potentially have in Rashad Weaver that can be buttressed by the additions that they made in the offseason?
Well, I like the fact that you said potentially, because, all we have to go on is NCAA film right now. And NCAA to NFL is completely different. But what I saw, and I vetted him, quite a bit, for this draft, looking at it, I mean, I saw a guy that I thought could be immediately in the three-man rotation on the outside. He's got length. He's got power. He's got the ability to sustain both down the line and with plays at him. So I thought that he would be a guy that would be in that three-man rotation if everything else, comes together for him as far as understanding what's going on. It looks like he has some good football knowledge. Just watching him there at Pitt. Pitt had really two good edge players, they're at Pitt this year when you watched him. So that was my opinion. That was my humble opinion. When I watched, I thought, this guy's going to be in a rotation wherever he goes pretty quick. That's what I think about it.
Coach, the minicamp's coming up, which means the end of the phase, this summer phase.
In Houston.
Well, yeah, except in Houston where they're not going to do it, or it's not required. But when guys break from OTAs and mini camp right now, what's usually expected from guys when they show up to camp on the coaching side? Like, do you need a guy to just get more in shape? Is there a guy that's probably on the wall that's just like, hey, you really need to show up in good condition so you can make this team? Like, what is the mindset when you see these guys come late July once breaking from mini camp this time of the year?
You got to be in shape. You got to be in condition. That should be, again, you can speak to this, that should be the best that you feel all year.
Yes, indeed.
Physically. That should be the best that you feel all year. And veterans, they know what it's going to be. That's why you keep your rookies for another week after the vets leave again, so that they understand. And once they get through this mandatory mini camp, the rookies will understand my physical conditioning has to be at a different level now at this league that I'm getting paid to play in. And so that's what you're looking for. You absolutely. And here's the other thing, too. And I always told my players this everywhere I ever was. We always told you need to get away for a minute, too. You need to get away. You need to release it all mentally and get away for just a little bit, just because this is going to be the National Football League season is a grind.
Yes, sir.
Everybody understands the physical grind. What people don't understand that have never been in it, deep in it, is the mental grind of it. And so you have got to refresh yourself, you know, both mentally, spiritually, and physically when you leave here for a little while, because when you come back, you know, I mean, there is no fair dodging. You are full bore. And so that's what you expect. But you tell them, and guys that have been in the league know, after your second year in the league, you knew that, Ramon.
Oh, yeah.
You knew that you need to re-energize, but you also needed to start getting in condition. And there's different stages of that for the 5 weeks that you're going to be gone. But that's extremely, extremely important. But that should be the best you feel physically when you come back for your next season.
Coach, we appreciate it.
Absolutely.
It's always a fun time on Mondays. We look forward to it every single week.
Guys, love starting off the week with you guys. Yes. Have a good week.
Yeah, see you too. Guys. That's Coach Mack.
See you.
Soon he's going to be back in the studio.
Can't wait.
These partitions out of here too while we're at it. Plan on Farm Bureau Health Plans for better coverage, better rates, and better customer service. They've been providing Tennesseans with home field advantage for almost 75 years. Congrats to Brian Fraser. He won the Counting Crows tickets. There'll be opportunities for Braves tickets and Counting Crows tickets later on today, as well on all the shows. We're going to be doing this all week for Dad's Week. Some cool giveaways, to say the least. He won. Next, Ramon loses. No. Because we go to birthdays when we come back. Jay Martin, Ramon, 104.5 The Zone.